The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim and his daring group of United Nations raiders continue to help the dauntless Dutch underground on the island of Java in the South Pacific. When Jim's friend Kolu was seriously wounded, the group went into hiding and has been inactive for some time. But now, thanks to the skill of the taciturn Hindu, Sabi, Kolu is himself again. The men are beginning to chafe at the lack of action, and Jim shares their impatience. He has a plan, a bold and desperate plan to strike at the Jap garrison in the nearby town of Chimai. The Dutch girl, Trina, speaks perfect Japanese, and Jim's plan requires her help.
We have a mere handful of men, Jim.
It'll be enough, Sing.
Against the entire Jap garrison?
If we time it right, Trina, why not?
Can the hornet defeat the elephant?
If he stings in the right place.
Not got much for a fight with, Twan Jim.
Well, I'm hoping we won't have to do much actual fighting, Kolo.
That's not going to set so well with the men, Jim. They're itching for a scrap, and so am I.
Well, let's take inventory. What have we got to fight with?
The armored car.
Heavy machine gun and some small arms.
The radio.
And small number good fighting men.
Yep, that's the works.
Hardly enough to add up to success, Jim.
But you have our three Sikh weapons. Weapons the Japs don't know we've got.
Well, if we have, you've kept them so secret that I don't know what they are myself.
Number one, Trina here speaks perfect Japanese.
This is important, Chip.
Oh, plenty. Number two, we've got the element of surprise on our side.
That is true.
And we've got this red, white, and blue paint.
Paint? Not been win war with paint, Twan.
Yeah, what in thunder has paint got to do with it?
You'll see.
I am most eager to see, but so far I remain in total darkness.
Well, it's very simple. First, we trick the Japs into emptying that garrison.
Oh, just like that. They're as simple as ABC.
How us do this, Twan?
Trina. Trina on the radio. She'll warn them to look out for allied paratroops landing by glider.
But the Japanese are not fools. When these imaginary troops fail to appear...
Well, they'll appear all right, Sing. At least the Japs will think they have, which amounts to the same thing.
Paratroops?
No, man. Tom's son and the Australian will create a diversion. You see, the Japs will be on edge from what Trina's told them on the radio, and they'll think it's a major attack.
And if they do not?
Then we lose. But if I'm right, the whole Chimai garrison will be wiped out.
Not possible, Twan.
Nah, you're forgetting the paint, Cole.
Oh, there's that paint again. I just don't get it, Jim.
Well, then don't try, Mac.
Jim, I do not criticize, but we are not equipped to fight their whole garrison.
Well, that's why we've got to cut them down to size, Trina.
But is it worth risking the little we do have against such odds?
That's up to the rest of you to decide.
When would you put this plan into action, Jim?
Well, Trina would go on the radio right away and stay on it all night. HR would be Dawn.
Why Dawn?
Because there are air patrols. Want to put it to a vote?
I think that will not be necessary.
Oh, anything's better than hiding out like a bunch of scared rabbits.
If you go, Twan, me go also too.
Precisely. If we win, the risk is worth it.
We may lose, Sing.
I know. We all know that. But we also know no man can live forever.
Knowing all too well the grave responsibility he's assumed, Jim issues crisp orders. We'll see him put his daring plan into action in just a moment. Meanwhile, here's a plan that'll add to your entertainment every week. If you've missed the pleasure of seeing the Comic Weekly lately, buy it this Sunday. See for yourself why 15 million grown-ups and youngsters all over the country look forward to it with eagerness. And see if you don't agree with them that the Comic Weekly is America's favorite funnies. For you'll find Prince Valiant, The Phantom, Flash Gordon, The Lone Ranger, Buzz Sawyer, over 24 of your favorites in the exciting full-color pages of the Comic Weekly. It's distributed by 15 great Sunday papers from coast to coast. You'll recognize the Sunday comics you want by the figure of Puck and the name, The Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. And now, back to a moment of danger as four shadowy figures approach the Jap garrison and Jungle Jim.
What a way to win a war. Walking around with a can of paint tied around your neck.
Quiet, Mac.
Well, sentry gate up ahead.
Smell, Tom. Plenty soon come done.
Yeah. So far, we're right on schedule.
What about that sentry?
No, we can't shoot, Mac. The whole garrison will be down on our necks.
Not need to shoot. You wait here, Tom.
Thompson and the other should be in position by now.
They better be. We're cooked if they're not.
How still it is. The garrison is like a tomb.
If this trick works, then that's just what it will be.
Well, Jim, once we get inside the compound, what then?
Head for the middle barracks. The one with the light on the east end there.
The difficulty will be in getting out of the compound.
Yes, but saying we won't have to be so careful about not making any noise then.
That's Kolo.
All right. Come on.
All clear, Twan. Sentry not been given no trouble now.
What'd you do to him, Kolo?
Little tap on head. Him not know what hit him.
Quick now. That middle barracks.
Boy, if they should spot us
don't
now.
Don't think about it, Mac. Keep going.
Okay, but when that sentry comes to...
We've got to be out of sight by the time he does.
Out of sight? Where, Twan?
Yeah. Now that we're here, where are we?
We want to get up to the roof.
The roof?
Uh-huh. Up the drain pipe here. I'll go first.
I've been strong enough to hold us all one time.
Quiet, Kolo. If it isn't, our prayers will have to hold us up.
Oh, that sounds like trouble.
Look, look.
The lights in all three barracks are going on.
Come on. Come on, keep climbing.
Sky and east, then getting light, too.
Next few minutes, we'll tell the story.
Hey,
that's... quiet, Mac.
It's
a radio in the room we're climbing past.
Katrina.
Yes.
Get past as fast as you can.
Gee. Glad we're past that window.
Not much further now.
What Trina been saying, Sim?
But not so loud.
She has said the American transport planes were seen over Surabaya, probably heading for this garrison. She has told them to be on guard.
What are you waiting for, Jim?
I can't climb over the eaves with all this junk I'm carrying.
Well, here, give it to me.
Here's my tummy gun.
Wait a sec. Okay, I've got it.
Now, take this back, will you?
I don't know what good it is, but hand it down. Okay.
Look, down in compound.
That most distant building is emptying.
Yes, but two are still full of chaps, eh?
Observe. Troop lorries. What are you squinting at, Kolo?
Watching Sentry House.
Okay, Mac. Hand me the stuff you're carrying and come ahead.
Coming at you. But if those monkeys ever look up this way...
Oh, it's still too dark for them to see us.
Sentry been dying. Get off the fella for listening to him.
Yes, he jumps like a monkey on a stick. But they are in too much haste to bother with him.
Lucky thing for us. But plenty soon him telephone report... Then us not been so lucky.
Okay, Kolo. Hand me your stuff and come ahead. Well, now that we're on the roof like a bunch of weather vanes, Jim, what good does it do us?
Well, help me open these cans of paint and you'll see. The blue one first.
Sure, sure, but what are you going to do?
Why, as a good American, Mac, I'm going to paint the stars and stripes on this roof.
The American flag?
Certainly. It'll improve the view around here no end. You got it open?
Yeah, here you go.
Hand you things up, Singly. Kolo, give your hand.
Hey, you hear that?
Yeah, music to my ears. It means Thompson and the Australian are right on time.
Get in light, Twan.
We won't be long. This flag I'm painting will be far from perfect, but it'll give them the idea I wanted to give them, all right. Now, Mac, as soon as I'm through with the blue, you paint the red stripes and I'll paint the white ones. Boy, what a relief to be back on the ground.
Yeah, my pop always told me to keep both feet on the ground. And now that we're off that roof, I know just what he meant.
See, Jim. Japanese patrol plane.
Good, see. He'll have something to report when he sees the flag we painted.
Better us get out of compound, Twan.
Well, that's not going to be any Sunday afternoon stroll.
If we could reach the fence. It is only about 15 yards.
No dice.
Not with that machine gun in the sentry house, sink.
Our time is short. Thompson and the Australian will have dispersed into the hills by now.
They'll spot us sure the minute we turn the corner of the barracks here.
It's a cinch. We can't stay here. Better spread out and make a run for it.
Well, as Singh said, we can't live forever. Let's go.
So long.
Touch him.
He intends to draw the fire from the rest of us.
He made it. Look, he's over by the fence out of their range.
He motions us to stay here.
Yeah, I get it. Watch. He's creeping up on them along the fence there. Someone spotted him from the barracks.
Him still going. Look, Twanjim got grenade.
Get ready now. Now, run for it.
Mac, come on.
Be right with you.
Hurry, hurry.
Twanjim wave us to come ahead.
I'm coming.
All right, then. The sentry won't give us any more trouble. But they'll be after us in the barracks in a minute now.
Well, let's go, Twan.
Head for the hills west of here. I told Twin to meet us there.
And the heavy jungle will give us cover on the way. The Japanese will no doubt assume we took the trail to the east, since that is where Thompson and the Australian...
If the Japs were on our trail, they'd have showed up by now. But where's Trina?
That's what I want to know. Field glasses show up anything, Singly?
No. Not since I saw the Japanese trucks returning to the garrison.
You make sure trucks been got troops in them, Sing?
Yes, I saw them clearly.
Hey, listen, planes. Sing, see if you can...
Yes, I am trying to. If I could locate the... So... Your plan is working beautifully, Jim.
Jet planes?
Yes, a squadron of them.
Better put your glasses away, Sing. One of the pilots might see the reflection in the sun.
Bingo! They saw that American flag, all right. They're dive bombing their own garrison.
Jim!
Boy, now that it's over, I don't mind telling you. I wasn't so sure that it would work.
Jim!
Listen, that'd be Trina.
Where are you, Trina?
Here, behind you. I was afraid I misunderstood which hill you said to meet you on.
Oh, Trini did a swell job on that radio. Those explosions you just heard.
Yeah, the plan has worked. But Jim, the Australian, and my brother came back only...
Well, only what? What's that tunic you're carrying?
Why is it so muddy?
Jim, it is Thompson's tunic. He did not come back.
What? My nephew did not. But they found his tunic.
Yes, Singly. My brother found it in a mire of quicksand.
You'll find still other exploits with Jungle Jim when you buy the Comic Weekly this Sunday. In the exciting full color pages of the Comic Weekly, Sunday morning is adventure time. That's because over 24 of your favorite features are there each week to entertain you.